Chapter 16. How did you put all that together? Max accepted a short tumbler filled with one of Jordan's potent white Russians. Jordan focused on pouring the rest into a glass for himself. He enjoyed a full breath while watching the milky liquid cascade over the ice cubes. He hadn't felt his breath in a long time, and for someone who practiced yoga, that's saying something about the tension that wound him up for months. He turned around and carried the cocktail to the living room. Max sipped her drink while she sat with her shoes kicked off and her legs curled into her. It took a while to put any of it together, and to be honest, I was just guessing. But you knew it was Ty. He practically flaunted it in my face. He let me see the security footage of him paying off Ray, and then he thought I was too dumb to notice the difference in the vodka labels. Jordan sat on the opposite end of the couch. He poised his elbow up on the back of it and rested his head against his hand. You've been the most amazing friend through all this. I don't know how to repay you. Well, now that you mention it. Max was accustomed to the booze by now and gave up on the dainty sips, switching to a substantial swig. Since it looks like Freddy's Lounge will be closing, I'm going to need some extra work. If you hear of anything, let me know, because in about 2 months I won't be able to pay my rent. Jordan swallowed down more of the milky coffee and vodka when his eyebrows arched up. You know what? I think I do have a lead for you. Get the hell out! What? And please don't say cleaning up around here. I'd like to work my way out of the cleaning business. She was only half-joking, never expecting Jordan to have an actual tip for her. It's this new band, Mercury and Mars. I am working on their cover art and some graphics for them to work into their website and the backdrop for their stage shows. Stuff like that. I'm not an artist, man. Just listen. He smiled and enjoyed teasing her a little. Since they're really taking off, they could probably use some help. Now, I don't know if they'd let anyone touch their boards. You might have to lift cables for a while, but it might turn into something. Seriously? Let me have a listen. This is too good to be true, Max said. Jordan rested his glass on a coaster and walked to his desk. He brought it to life and opened up a media player. He put on the indie rock album and out poured a fusion sounding like Pearl Jam if fronted by Amy Mann. Their heads bounced in unison. Max tapped her hands on the desk to the beat. Can I ask you something? Max reached over the desk and turned the speaker down. Sure. Jordan felt calmer than he had in a long time. He was ready to begin a journey back to some kind of new chapter in life. Having Max there through his nightmare gave him the only hope in humankind he had seen in ages. Do you believe in an afterlife, now that Ari's gone? Well, I always did. I never had a completely firm dogma to take a certain position on it. But yeah, I do. I want to believe that Ari is in a better form of existence. It's probably not a heavenly realm, but his energy is out there, and when it's ready, it'll come back. They kept the music low and went back to the living room to talk for hours about where they wanted life to go. For the first time in years, Jordan was talking about making art that wasn't corporate logos and marketing material. Max was ready to get some experience that wasn't emptying trash cans and running a vacuum cleaner. He loved you, she said. I know. In his way, with how he could, he sure did.
You've been listening to Vodka O'Clock Noir by Elizabeth Amber Love from AmberUnmasked.com. Thank you for sponsoring through Patreon.com/AmberUnmasked. Music provided by ASCAP through Free Play Music, composed by David Flavin and Roland Quitsitis.